It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 739.
Happy Sunday, Gronks. What's happening? What's going on?
It's been a while since we've said weekend banter. It's weekend banter.
Yeah.
What's Is that because someone said it? Someone said
on
it
the
to
Insta
us.
Stories.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, yeah.
A bit of weekend bants.
Two Gronks.
Good.
What do you got there? What's the mug?
The mug I've got is, I don't know, I think Amy made this for something. It's probably a present, I should remember. But it's just got nice photos of us, Amy and I, from all different times, pre-baby. We look very happy. My God, I haven't looked at this in a while. Jeez, there was some pep in our step. Oh, wow. Anyway, pretty tired. What's happening?
Yeah.
You know what I realised?
Yeah, what'd you realise?
Quickly, just a quick update from me. Today is the 100th episode that's remote.
Oh, really?
Clap that in.
Yeah,
that's I did exciting. So was that because?
Days.
So I did
because
a
did
remote because I did a show remote before the rest of us all joined as a bit of a test case. Yeah. Is that including that one, or is it when we're all remote?
No. Fully remote. So okay. I'm going from it was you three, and it was episode 640. That was the first one, and then I was like. And then I came back to this Wayne Peters argument, did my maths, and it's actually 640, so 739.
Okay, yeah, great.
It's 100.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's it. That's an exciting milestone.
Yeah. That is good. You mentioned this earlier in the week. You were trying to figure out, it's taken you about a week to do the math. And I said, that's been 100 days. No, we did the two episodes a day, so it hasn't been 100 days. How many days has it been? Like 3 months or something? 12 weeks or something?
If we started doing the Friday night drinks or whatever, it must be 12 weeks, I'd say. That'd be my guess.
What date was 6:40?
Fair bit of time. Yeah. I mean, what I was thinking, like, it has felt quite slow. Like, if you're looking at it in terms of the government subsidy stuff, like the JobKeeper, that hasn't even been going for 2 months yet.
Yeah.
And so that, like, a part of that cycle is another 4 months of support, government support for businesses. And when you think about it, I feel like it's been a long time.
Yeah.
Like, it's felt much longer than just 2 months of JobKeeper.
It fucks with your like timing. It's like going on a trip or something.
68 days.
We've been
so almost 10 weeks.
Yeah.
You were talking, TJ, about a life hack around adding to favorites on the iPhone rather than just adding the call function.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, Amy said to me, what was your life hack? Because I said to Sevs, I've got a life hack for you. And, what's your club called? Life hack?
The Life Hack Club. Yep.
Yeah, great. It's been so long. Sorry. And then Amy got home and said, what were you going to say? Because we received a call from your mum, Josh. And the hack that I had, because Sevs was just mentioning that he didn't have anyone in his favourites and he only FaceTimes Grace. And so that life hack was, which I didn't even know until I jumped in and tried to see what Sevs was talking about, you can set it to FaceTime someone as a favourite. So if you just wanted to ever, or even a text message, set it to just like jump into your favourites, boom, jumps into text. Or you can just ask Siri.
Yeah.
So
it is super handy.
You know. Amy got a call yesterday and I won't say who from. And she was asked if she would be the executor of a will. And now I've never received that kind of a phone call. And, you know, and it's probably something I haven't even thought about. Has anyone here got a will out of you guys?
No.
No.
Don't think so.
Yeah, we seem like will-less guys. We seem like
unless my
very
one
little will.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I think she sent it down
they
with
the
shoes.
Come with the shoes?
Yeah.
But I was thinking about it, like, I mean, as you, it is a thought, right? Like, that's what Amy said to the woman. She said, you know, of course I will be. It's hard for me to think about this, though. And I sort of just was eavesdropping and listening, just like, and both of the conversation was, yeah, I know, me too. And so, but when does it get to a point where you kind of, you should bite the bullet and you should actually do these things. Like in Barefoot Investor's book, he talks about having on a piece of paper something for your partner. I mean, Barefoot Investor is old school. He's just keeping it in his sock drawer.
Yeah.
It's all these passwords. But it's about, do you remember that part of the book where it says like it's almost like to simplify the admin for the person. I mean, now it's just like your LastPass password that you could then have someone be able to access all this stuff. I mean, it seems pretty dark, and it's probably not where people want to think about and talk about. But I was thinking we should maybe all get our wills in order.
Well, what happens to like things like phone numbers and stuff like that? Do you think you just retire it, or do they take it on and have to write back? Like, if you were to die, does someone look after the messages for the first few months?
Mate, like the WhatsApp would be so annoying.
No, yeah,
just read on the WhatsApp.
Be like, so sorry. Really have to. Do I have to use both phones?
That's one thing. I mean, this is what you can leave in your will, Josh. If you want, Bree, I need you to take care of the WhatsApp. It's very important to me. The Discord, Charles has got that. Don't worry about that, Charles. He's in the will. Charles is actually the executor of your will.
Did you hear about the 25-year-old in the US? She works at Sephora. She was getting a bunch of random text messages and calls, like heaps of them. Over the last couple of years, when she got a new number, and she went to her mum and said, "Hey, mum, I keep getting all of these people thinking that my number is a guy named Elon Musk."
What?
And so it turns out that she has Elon Musk's old phone number, and she's been getting all of these messages around, like from Disney executives being like, like Musk. The new the autopilot's ridiculous. I'm loving this. Getting like blueprints for rockets, all this like random shit, and that's she just so like funny. Texts them back and says, "Hey, nah, this isn't Elon." And then people fight her about it and say,
"You wouldn't know because he's so like outrageous." Yeah, you know, it'd definitely be something he'd do. No, this is not Elon. You know, got the wrong number.
I also love it. The end of the it was an NPR piece, and at the end they said that she was going to keep the number because she's an aspiring actress.
just in case,
it's a funny reason.
Spielberg calls through. Hey, yeah. Musk. No. It's, that's the waiting to be seen in the car park at the lot in LA. That is interesting. I mean, Joe Rogan was talking about how he changes his phone number every couple of months now, and Elon's probably the same. I think even he was saying it that they change their number a bunch.
Yeah. It seems very impractical. I heard the Kardashians every week. Like, how do you how do you manage that? Like, if I was to change my number every week, how does everyone get my new number?
I think they're that important, as in they're not that important, but they've got so much attention to them that if people want their number, they'll get it. And that's what Joe said. He's like, I changed my number and I'm getting fucking text messages from people still. Like, I'm not trying to... The self-importance is quite high, but people want to speak to them, so people will work it out. You and I change our number, we'll get lost. We won't receive a call for a year. If I just got some Vodafone SIM, no one's calling it.
I put my number out on the show and I didn't get a single call from that.
Yeah. I'm surprised Osha hasn't called through yet.
On the number thing though, the way that like obviously they just recycle numbers and I FaceTimed.
There's a period of time.
Yeah, like I don't know how long it is, but I FaceTimed Bree. This is going back a couple of years ago. FaceTimed her. She was meant to be at work. FaceTime answers, and it's a guy in a truck. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? There's a guy in a truck that's just like, it's very disorientating. It's like, okay, who's got Bree's phone? Where is Bree? What's happening? And what it turned out to be was in Bree's contact section, I had put her US number when we were traveling. And so because we left the US, that number then goes back in the pool. Yeah. Someone else has then picked up that number. And when I've FaceTimed, it's pinging all of the numbers that are there. And so I FaceTime this random dude.
Yeah. Who's answering a random FaceTime number anyway?
I know. It's pretty outrageous.
That's loose.
Yeah.
I mean, George called me before the show and I still haven't added his... Because he's got two SIMs and I haven't added his second SIM to my phone. And every time I was like, oh, hello, Mason Lauder speaking. He was like, oh.
You say George. That?
Yeah. Every time.
This is...
Well, you say the last name too.
Yeah.
Did you go two name? I mean, that's the guy who doesn't answer the phone much, doesn't he?
Yeah. Yeah,
I answer, hello, Tommy speaking. But a lot of the time now, I just get junk calls. When I was in the States, I got text messages to the phone. I think it was probably, there's probably a high volume of turnover in the States where they're just sending numbers back out. What I do love about in America where you can see, I mean, you can see it here, but I don't, you know, when you can see exactly the location that the SIM card was purchased in. So like New York State will be calling through or Texas. It's this weird thing. And I'm like, who's calling me from, you know, Alabama? That's bizarre.
Anyway. I guess we don't really have that in Australia, do we? It's just
I've seen it come from like Canberra. Hang on, if I jump in, but it's all scam numbers. I have seen it, but so Melbourne, you see Melbourne.
Maybe it's not mobile number based. Maybe it's like a landline or.
Oh, that's here a good
one. 0422. It's coming from Australia. Good one.
Yeah,
I'm already here.
It has to be landline, surely, because I don't think you could. Because it's all plus.
We don't have area codes for mobile numbers. So,
it's just a country code.
You're totally right. That's what it is, Josh, because they have area codes.
Yeah, those first three digits or whatever at the start.
Yeah.
I'm making the eggplant tonight.
Are you? Really?
Yeah. I'm thinking about doing a live stream of extracting the bitter water using salt.
Well, maybe we could do a whole cook along, because I was talking to Grace yesterday and she said that she's thinking about doing the eggplant today as well.
Really?
All right.
Yeah.
Maybe we could do this in the Discord. Should we do a Discord?
Let's do a big Discord.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Okay.
Get up to 25 people in there.
Yeah. Because I'm going to do the lamb as well and do the pressure cooker and have the eggplant going. See how that goes.
I'm sorry. I'm just imagining Osher Gunsberg's fans landing on the Daily Talk Show's live stream of eggplant and cutting it, and they're just like, "What's going on here?"
What do you think? Because I kept chatting on. I wasn't going to bring it up. The Osher stuff. Do you have? You've mentioned him a couple of times. Any final words on the Osher Gunsberg?
I texted you last night, and I said I actually hadn't watched the whole video, and. I turned it off because I was like, I get the joke when I got tagged in it and I didn't laugh. So I just moved on. And then I watched the whole thing because I saw someone say like the language at the end wasn't needed or something. And I did watch it all through, and there's just the hard bit at the end where they're saying, go pretty hard on what they say.
Yeah. They say shut the fuck up or something, don't they?
Shut the fuck up. And I was like, this is even less funny than... It being less fun, not even funny. I don't know what you end up getting there. But I had a great time on the couch last night reading the Twitter comments. And I know that people say, it's, you know, the arse end of the world. It's, you know, the rubbish bin of the world or whatever, Twitter. But when there's that many people saying the same thing, you can't disregard that the potential of it be of that being a reality for a heap of people, because the proof is there.
Yeah.
You know, it's like people didn't like it and people were very funny in the Twitter comments. Well, have you read them, Georgie boy?
Yeah, GB.
That was the funniest thing.
Yeah, I did go through the Twitter comments. And I agree with you. It's like everyone is saying the same thing. So you can't be blaming it on the platform for the feedback.
also, it feels like the sensitivity I have is like, people think that I'm just like someone who can't take a joke. Or that it just seems like, because I know that there would be heaps of times where there are people who do funny posts and they get the type of response that I left. But I just feel like it deserves at least I understand why people could potentially think it's a bit stinky.
Anyway. Yeah, you're spot on. You're spot on. Anything evolved from it? Like, just we can touch on it. Really. Whilst, like, any inboxes?
Nothing crazy. I was commenting back. Brie and I had Aperol spritz last night, and so I was wary that I didn't want to get messy with my commenting. So I did one on the first Aperol, and then I sort of put it all away, because I know that obviously, as you drink, your ability to make decisions in an effective way goes down.
Mm. Goes out the window. No, I get it. It's good. Yeah, two Aperols and look out. Look out.
The Gronk game stuff. Where have we landed with that, Sebs?
Well, I guess. Well, so what I was thinking was, could we do it as a? Are we doing it as a day thing? Like, there's going to be this big Gronk day where we hit as many activities, or is it going to be an ongoing weekly thing where we do, you know, one a week on a Friday, and then it just goes for, I don't know, like 6 weeks or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, what I mean, I think that it could, I think you could do a, you could do it either way. You could do it a sprint where we say do over a week, one every day, or you could do one a week leading up to something.
Yeah. Well, because I mean, just some of the things, just like the go-karting or the golf, like it's a bit like you got to travel. So I think all doing it in one day or. Even just one every day for a whole week, it might be taking a little bit of time out.
Yeah, I don't know. Russ Keys was asking about, saying, oh, the 25 limit on Discord, use Microsoft Teams. It's interesting. I wonder, what is the pushback on Microsoft Teams from my end? Part of it is, it's like, what has Microsoft bought? Microsoft bought Skype, absolutely fucked Skype. They bought Yammer. Did they buy Yammer? Yammer's a piece of shit. So the Yammer is like a social networking tool for corporates. I feel like it's a big commitment to go in. Like, because Microsoft Teams is trying to be everything. It's like, we're Google Drive, we're video call, like we can make you a coffee, all this sort of thing. I don't know if I want that.
Make you a coffee.
I don't want it to do everything. Georgie boy, you use Microsoft Teams for your other job.
Do you?
Is it the hype that Russ is implying?
I mean, I don't like it, but I just don't like... Yeah, I just don't really like Microsoft. But I don't know why I don't like it. It just seems a bit clunky, a bit ugly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, bit ugly. Slack is like nice and fun to type on. But Teams is like...
Do you know that one of the real barriers is probably Apple? Because in my Gronk mind that has no real clue... I'm thinking, Microsoft Teams, I've got an Apple computer. Like, you know, Microsoft was, it's its own computer as well. Like, they sell computers, right?
Yeah. I think that the point around, well, Slack, Discord, they're all doing the same thing. I think they do. I think that we're realizing it's like, oh, Discord is really good from a community perspective. You could see a use case for it being within the office environment, but at the same time, it's also nice to have separation. Like, if today we said, okay, we're going to pick one thing, this is what Facebook tried to do. Facebook was like, okay, let's they release what is it called, Sebs? Facebook Workplace, is it, or what's the
which one are you talking about?
The Facebook Messenger for enterprise.
Yeah, I think it might be Facebook Workplace. They've also released Messenger Facebook. Rooms, I think, which is like a competitor to like Zoom.
Yeah. But so the Facebook were like, okay, we're going to compete with Slack. We're going to do this enterprise thing. So you can have Messenger. You know, you've got your Facebook Messenger where you're talking to your mates, but then you have this Facebook Workplace where you can be messaging the CEO. Of the company that you work with, not Zuckerberg. would we actually want that? Would we want to have the same tool for what we're speaking to our mates versus what we're speaking to our workmates?
Nah, I wouldn't. No, I like them separate.
Yeah.
I like Discord, and we've tried a bunch of shit, and it definitely feels like it is a winner, and it is different. The little logo, the little icon, looks like someone bending over. They got two bum holes, but it's
this is Discord.
That's not
what it's Discord.
Yeah,
that's what I thought. What did you see, Sebs? Maybe this says something about.
I don't know. I just thought it was like a sort of fun little robot thing. Yeah, real robot vibe.
I think I saw a pig nose.
Yes, I saw it too. Or a warthog. It could be like a warthog with sort of like.
I saw a Phantom 4 controller. It looks like a Phantom 4 controller. Drone controller.
Brand is interesting though. Like So Casey was saying that the Facebook thing, it's a different thing. It's a completely different profile. But doesn't it just show you how, from a brand perspective, we associate certain things? Like how – that's what I wonder with TikTok.
Well, it's like Bumble. It's Bumble. Like why – like the Bumble BFF and then Bumble Biz, I feel like that's very hard to separate from Bumble dating.
Yeah. Like it feels like it's trying to do like opposite ends – of the spectrum, right?
Or you can say in the back of your mind, you're thinking you could get a route. Like that is honestly going on when you're in that platform doing business. Facebook a bit different. What were you saying about TikTok, JJ, though?
Well, I just feel like the people talk about TikTok's going to be the next Instagram. But I just wonder how much it has to change in regards to the type of content before it becomes a mainstream, you know, like a truly mainstream thing.
Yeah, I mean, is Snapchat still a thing?
Like, yeah, are Snapchat's still a thing.
So that sort of took on a life of its own, and it was just became a messaging app essentially, like with your mates, but closed off. So, I mean, they're still around, aren't they?
If you had to really be specific and dial, I'll start with you, Sevs, because I feel like you would have an opinion. If you had to create like a bit of a, it's called a stack. Yeah, the engineers call it a
stack. Yourstacks.com.
So you pick. What is your stacks?
It's developed by the company Product Hunt, which is essentially like a collection of products, and people make submissions and stuff. But anyway, you create your own stack by adding all the different software you use into like a little. They've got a website, and so you have your own stack that you can share with people.
And so like stack, like my old business, Full Stack Films, the reason why I called it that was because in like technology, they talk about like a full stack developer or a full stack engineer. And that's someone who knows all the different areas. So they know different languages, they know different hardware, software, so they can sort of use all of those different things together to create sort of a holistic solution. So for me, it's like full stack. It's like I look after the the end-to-end type of thing. But with it from the context of a stack, it's a group of tools that you're going to use. So, Sevs, if you were to pick a group of tools, if you were to get rid of everything and said, okay, these are the things that I'm going to use.
Is it for business orientated or...?
I think go personal. Like if you were to set up your personal stack, what does it look like?
Being very picky. So
very picky. iMessage / FaceTime. Are they separated or can we merge those?
Well, I think they're two separate products. Apps. So FaceTime is for video. If you had a video tool, FaceTime would be it.
Yep. Yep. Okay. FaceTime and a messaging tool would be iMessage.
Risky for Android friends because you're not going to get that with Android friends, but move on.
Yeah, that's okay. Then I would have Notion.
sorry about that. Georgie boys, cats just going up. Yeah, so Notion.
Notion for note-taking. Spotify.
Who's using Apple Music nowadays?
No one.
Who, like... Definitely.
Well, you got to have the people Apple that Watch. Bought a Telstra phone and they gave it to them for free, and then they kept charging them.
Google Maps, Google Photos.
Do you uninstall the Apple Maps app?
Yep. Yeah. Apple Maps gone. I mean, you got like the Instagram and Facebook. Getting into Twitter a little bit, mainly because of Kevin Rose. Just following that sort of stuff.
What about news? How do you get your, like from a news perspective, I feel
Safari.
Like this is a problem at the moment. The news side of things, I'm just going to news.com.au, which I feel like is not good for me. Like I feel like I need to find better a better news source.
I just stick to ABC and The Verge.
Okay.
They're my two news go-tos. I just feel like they're decent. But anyway, so then there's like the go-to like meditation.
Just quickly on the news thing. What is the equivalent of like, so I go on New York Times. Is your cat going to be okay there, Georgie boy? Georgie Boy's cat is currently right next to a pot plant that could be knocked.
If that's what I'm more worried about, the pot plant.
Yeah, it would go down the stairs. Should we just allow it to happen?
How many lives is it on?
No, it'd be great.
How many lives has it had?
No, the cat will be fine, but the cat will be fine.
The pot plant will...
Cat's gone. Cat's gone.
So, yeah, the what's the equivalent of New York Times, do you think, from an Australian context?
Oh, like The Age or something like that?
Well, it has to be. New York Times was a paper, wasn't it? Isn't it? It's a paper that just went digital. So what is our version is Herald.
Ignorant,
we don't fucking live in New York. I don't know.
No, well, yeah. No, Herald, it's New York Times.
It's
paper.
Such a different beast. The American news... Like
but then
the
you
New
have
York
all the Murdoch
Times,
stuff. I don't understand
LA Times.
The political side of things. Like, I don't understand all the political stuff and then connecting it all. Like, I know the obvious ones of, like, okay, Fox News is a Murdoch style thing. Fuck, that cat's making me. What's your cat's name again? Spencer?
Spencer.
It'll be good if it smashes. It's fine. It. I mean, it'll be annoying for George, but it'll be good for the content.
So ABC News. Okay, cool.
I'm just trying to relate it to the paper. Mm-hmm. Herald Sun, The Age. If anything, it's closer to The Age, I think. The New York Times is more of The Age online.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So maybe I should start. Like, because I've been thinking about, from a show perspective, I remember we spoke early on about not doing topical stuff because, you know, we want it to be a bit more evergreen. But I feel like because we produce so much content, there could be something fun in pulling some news stories but finding ones that are outside of the sort of the, you know, your news.com.au, but like going and finding shit that's even beyond Reddit.
Where do you go then?
Gawker. I guess you just gotta go
to, around.
No, Gawker got done when they did the whole sex tape, but
I mean, just looking at The Age on theage.com.au, I think it seems less stinky than news.com.au. News.com.au just seems like it's, playing to the young generation. It almost looks like a fun feed.
It's slightly less Murdoch-y than the other ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, the news.com.au stuff, there's a lot of, like, I always feel like I'm reading articles about, like, a lot of stuff on pedophiles and teachers. Really? Like, have you noticed, like, a lot of stories around, like, teachers having sex with their students? Like, there's a certain like news.com.au vibe that I'm just like, how often is this happening to be on the front page of the news?
I know.
And then you look and then they're like, they're coming from New York Post or they're coming from other places anyway.
It is just a recycle. Top story on The Age is pub meals, weekends away, dinner parties, what Victorians are allowed to do from June 1. Mm-hmm. And then top story on news.com.au, caught in the act. Photos expose shocking coronavirus deception.
It's a bit full on. TJ, the stack stuff probably interests you less, but anything that stands out in regards to if you're designing your life?
Go-tos.
Wow, there's just so much other than the Sam Harris meditation app. What else do I use? The podcast app. I'm a basic bitch. Spark is probably one.
Spark
is very good.
A lot of
for
people
email.
Wouldn't use.
Yeah, for free. Yeah, it's great.
Which and it's free. Other than that, I mean, I've got so much shit on my phone. All this is doing for me is pointing out how much bull crap I've got.
Mm-mm.
I mean, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook. I just get on Twitter to see Osha Gunsberg's trolls. That's about it.
Georgie, what about you?
Yeah.
Because you've got, I mean, half your apps aren't even downloaded, so exactly. Which ones are?
Literally. I'm a basic bitch too. I just use, iMessage, FaceTime, Notes. I use Notes a lot. And the rest are pretty much uninstalled.
You're an Apple Mail boy, aren't you?
Nah, I have Apple Mail on my computer, but I use Gmail app on my phone.
just the on calendar. That, remember when you sent out a mass email to every person you've ever emailed through your fat cat job? They've since canned that function. They've turned it off. At
really?
A
I know.
Product level, like Mike. Who was it? What was it?
Yeah, Apple Mail. Yeah, what was it? Sev sent it to me. I think it was Outlook or something.
So Outlook have turned it off the ability to be able to even respond one email to every single person that you've ever emailed. Because they're Georgie boy.
I mean, there's Georgie no boy. Use case for that anyway. So
yeah.
What? Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's so silly.
So Spark, for people playing at home, is an email client for iOS, Android. Mac, and Android. And it's great because it has some collaboration functions. So we can share emails with each other. We can then do instant message underneath the emails. It has snooze functions. So you can snooze something for tomorrow or whenever you want. The calendar, I've just started using the calendar again, and it's really great because it picks up, you know, natural language. So if it says, hey, do you want to do the meeting Monday at 4 p.m., you can then click, like tap Monday 4 p.m., and it's already in the calendar, and then you can send it, and it automatically adds the people who are in the email as an invite, which is cool. Mm. It also has, TJ, this is another cool function I found. You can incorporate Zoom with it as well. So you can do it so that when you create a calendar invite, you can turn on the Zoom functionality and get a call ID and stuff without going into Zoom all through Spark.
I'd have to say it is the one app that I've completely embraced. Mm. Like everything else has just been like dabbling. Notion. It is the one thing. I guess it's the emails you're doing a lot of in business and life, and so it definitely is the number one, and we haven't even paid for it.
Yeah,
like how do they make money? I think it's the
freemium model. That's how they're making money. Notion, which I think is a great app and has heaps of potential, they've just done a bunch in the way of opening it up, so you don't like you've got
there are no unlimited, limitations on the free account.
Yeah. Which is cool.
What? Oh, right. So I'm paying. Should I just stop paying for it?
No, you're not paying. You're still using the credit that you've got, probably.
No.
Oh, really?
But if you cancel it, Tommy, there aren't those block limits anymore. Mm-hmm. They've made that unlimited.
What are they doing? Who's advising their business? What's going on?
Did you see that business advisor? Did you see? Remember Swoot? I was always telling everyone, use Swoot. It was a podcast app that was designed as like a social network. So you could see what your friends were listening to. You could recommend specific episodes. And I thought specifically, I'm like, Swoot's going to be big. We need to get on Swoot. I think it's great. They really didn't get the uptake that they were expecting. So they've now pivoted. I saw on an email that I got, I was just looking at the Swoot email. I know HB still uses it. Jake from down the road uses it. Bree uses it. But no, they've rebranded to Pod Hero, which I like the idea of. It's you give $5.99 a month, and then it. What are you smiling at, George?
Just because I know how much you love paying for apps, so that's what sold you.
Have you paid?
I haven't yet. $5.99 a month, and then what it does is it looks at what you are listening to, and it will give the podcast you listen to it a cut based on what you've listened to in that month. So it splits up that $6
and that's a bunch of ways.
Yeah.
That's not, and so the individual. So if there was shitloads of people listening to our show through Swoot, we would get a cut.
That's the idea? So this is what it says. Good. Put your money where your heart is. Pod Hero is a subscription service that supports podcast creators. Each month, your $5.99 month subscription gets shared with all the podcasts you support. We don't even take a cut. It's all about the podcasts. It's a one subscription, works with almost all podcasts, 0% platform fee. We don't take a cut. Share and recommend podcasts with friends. Connect with podcasters and other fans. And it's a very difficult
app to uptake because your cash isn't going anywhere unless every podcaster signs up to Pod Hero to claim the cash.
Well, yeah, I wonder how the claiming of
Joe,
the cash
I mean,
works.
Joe Rogan's not signing up to this.
Joe Rogan's doing okay for cash anyway.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, no one's going to be signing up for this from a podcaster point of view.
Well, the thing is, I guess, like, at that point, I feel like the audience that we have, the Gronks, it's a different level where it's like, I would prefer just to do a direct thing versus doing a $5.99.
Just be a BSBS, guys.
Yeah, exactly.
PayPal.
The way they sold that is, we don't make money. What's their incentive? How are they making money? What are they doing? A podcast is paying them to be on their platform.
Yeah, I
Maybe they keep the cash.
What we're seeing is like these brands using the freemium model to get uptake of users, and then they're working out where they're going to make money. But they can't set up a business. I'm just more curious about like these freemium models where they're not transparent about where they're making money. They don't need to be, essentially. I think they do
to a certain degree. That, like, the rule that I heard years ago, which I think is very true, is if you don't pay for a product, you are the product. And so with Facebook, with all of these, you know, different tools, if you're not paying them, they're monetizing you, whether that's through your data, it's through putting ads in front of your face. I would like to see more options around this stuff where, similar to YouTube Premium, you can pay an amount and then you don't have to see ads. I haven't watched a video pre-roll in years. And like when we're watching a video and I'm like at your computer and an ad appears, I just walk away.
We've had to replace three screens. We've replaced three screens at the office.
That's unbelievable. That's why I won't
even... Facebook are fucked at the moment, dude. Facebook have rolled out... Like, they're going so hard on ads within Facebook video. And on the other side is creators are now making money through Facebook, through videos and, you know, like monetizing their videos. But you just... And you see the little load bar of the video. It's like, your ad's starting in 2 seconds. And I'm like, oh, no. I end up just swiping and going away from the video.
Mm-hmm.
That's how. But I don't think they have a function yet to pay to remove all ads from videos.
Yeah. No. Yeah, the dynamic ad insertion stuff is interesting. Like, I wonder where Spotify is going to go with it all, because from what I was reading, even with premium... Even when you pay money with Spotify, within their plans with ad insertion for podcasts, you'll still be delivered ads.
Mm. Ads. So what are you paying for then?
So just you do, like? I mean, this is the old Foxtel conundrum, isn't it? Like, remember in the 90s when we got Foxtel, which is like cable TV here in Australia, it was pushed as a no ad or very little ad product. Yeah. And then before you know it, they're like turned on all of those ads.
When did you? Because I never had. The only time I had it was when we got it for 3 months for free, and then we got rid of it when I was living with my brother.
Yeah,
when I was 17. It was great, but other than that, mum and dad wouldn't have it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had it like my whole childhood. Like, I remember from probably the age of, I reckon. I don't know, I feel like in like 1996 or something, or 97, I feel like that was when we would have gotten it. And I just remember that being a conversation where people would say, hang on, they'd come over and they'd be watching Foxtel and then an ad would come on. I don't know the specifics, whether that's even true what I'm saying, but that's what I remember anyway.
Well, I don't know how much it worked for them either way, because they're in severe financial trouble.
Yeah. I don't know much about Foxtel. They're owned by Telstra?
News Corp. These kind of times, a Foxtel spokesperson said heavy discounts and voluntary suspension of the service were also available for customers. So imagine everyone who is struggling and pulling the the money, pulling their subscription based on that. Yeah.
I reckon if you had $20 to spend, if you were to recommend to Gronks to get certain, like, I've got a $20 a month budget to spend on different premium things, what would you pick?
Oh, I mean, what are the... I feel like I'm the basic non-optimized version, which is...
So what are you Netflix, paying for?
Spotify. Netflix, yeah. Netflix, Spotify, good internet, which isn't a part of that subscription.
That sounds like an ISP that you'd start, like a goodinternet.com.
Sorry. what's it called? I pay for a shared... G Suite, but also Apple's backup service. $15 a month.
Sure.
Are you on 15?
But Amy and I both get... We get it, though. So it's like a family account. And so hers is backed up. And it's more just for the headache, though, because who's plugging it into the computer anymore to back it up? Yeah, and so if Amy just forgets to, it's just doing it automatically. And when she loses her phone or if she, you know, if I lose mine, we've got it. It's no issue.
Mm. I think YouTube Premium has a music product. Like, I feel like a YouTube could be an all-in-one solution. I think what's awesome about YouTube Premium, just to sell it for a second, I was saying this to Brie, she's off at the new Coles to get to the ingredients. She's going to the Glenferrie one.
Is that my influence?
Based on definitely. One question about the Glenferrie one, is there more parking than just the ones that are directly out the front? Because we've gone there once Now, so on the actual road, we went there once and tried to park, and you're reversing out into crazy traffic. But
there's a car park behind. Yeah,
that's what I thought.
So behind, it should be fine. A huge car park, and then across the road, there's three car parks behind the shops. There's heaps.
But what I was suggesting to her is that she could listen live. If you have YouTube Premium, you can listen. Like, you could be at Coles and you could be listening to us live with your phone in your pocket, no problem. The video's not playing. Mm-hmm. It's background play. It's great.
I think that is the best feature of YouTube Premium. Like, ads aside, I think it's better than getting ads, to be honest. Mm.
And I think a lot of the times they're doing 3-month trials and things like that. I think that's worthwhile.
I just want to give you an update on the Foxtel stuff. One of the great unanswered stories of Australian media this year is why banks and other financial groups won't refinance Foxtel's $1.5 billion debt. They're in $1.5 billion of debt, dude.
It's a lot of debt.
That is no good.
You want to know a lot of debt?
Yeah, what?
It's a bloke who owns Faraday Future in the US, $3.6 billion in personal debt.
It's very niche, this, but go on, Sebs.
How do you know this?
I hit The Verge. He's actually outrageous. So anyway, he started a company called Lee Eco, I think. But anyway, he started up a bunch of different companies and he was leveraging everything that he owned in all these different companies, equity and stuff, to fund other companies. So he sells his equity in companies, his personal equity, and then starts another one. And so anyway,
it sounds
he got
so
to the
complicated
point
that I don't even know what it means at that point.
I don't know what it
having
means.
Having that amount of personal debt, it's not like...
It's outrageous.
What's his minimum repayments on a $3-point-something billion?
Mate, there's no repayment. He's fled China and gone to California. Sure. And he started Faraday Future, and he put $900 million of his own cash into it. And so now they just made a settlement they signed off in court, just saying that all the creditors and all the people he owes money to now have a stake in Faraday Future to try pay off that $3.2 billion. But
I mean,
if that goes
outright
under, then everyone's screwed.
It reminds me of the whole the WeWork stuff. What happened to the WeWork? Remember before COVID-19, that was the big story. Are they done?
SoftBank. No, SoftBank bought out heaps, I think.
Because SoftBank was the original investor, so they obviously just put more cash in just to try and save their own ass.
Because they put $9 billion in or something like that.
Yeah, last week they had a new valuation from the $47 billion that it was initially valued at before the debacle. It's now worth $2.9 billion, whatever that means. But it's, the drop from what it was is massively significant. But that guy's walked away with cash. He's got no bloody soul, that guy.
Yeah,
he's dude who owned that. Like,
it's weird, isn't it?
You would feel like a piece of shit. Or maybe not. Maybe you, when you're doing shitty things, you justify to yourself that, you know, it's okay. Justify.
Russ is saying me this week. In the chat, I know I weekend banter. I think weekend banter, we can lean on chat more. I think that's a nice new rule. making it up as we go. Russ is paying $2.45 a month for KO. They're offering it to existing customers. The thing is, like, what can you actually watch on KO at the moment? What sports are they?
Old golf.
Yeah, it's just old golf content.
Really? That doesn't... Like, who is watching... Is there really a market for watching old sports content?
I think what you could watch is surfing, because you can just admire the waves and the surfing. Skateboarding.
Surfing's kind of very timeless, isn't it?
What is it? Surfing, did you say?
Surfing. That's evergreen content.
Kelly
you know?
Slater like, just ripped big waves.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, watch old school. GB, what do you think? Real old.
That's funny. Timeless. Calling it's surfing timeless. Content just seems funny. It's great content.
If it's timeless, why did Fuel TV on Foxtel go under? Wasn't that a surfing channel?
Yeah.
Do you remember Fuel?
Yeah, I mean, there was some great stuff on Foxtel. I remember just getting a digital chubby when I was over at friends' places watching Foxtel. I was like, oh my God. Like, remember MTV had the great channels where there was like Life of Ryan, this guy, this skater who just had this epic life. He'd made millions of dollars and had a house in the hills in LA and used to do burnouts in his Mercedes Benz. And he was like 18, just skating everywhere. It was so good. There was heaps of cool reality shows back then. I tell you who just got a show, Josh. Bobby Bones.
Oh, really?
Bobby Bones from the States just signed a Nat Geo show. It's called Breaking Bobby. And it's about him traveling around, trying things in cities, occupations that could break him. But it's like an 18-part series that
has it been recorded already?
Well, I don't know if it had, but it said that the deal was done and like they're moving ahead on production and there was some footage of like some shots of him out in the wilderness. But I mean, he's a big radio presenter from Texas. No, where's he from?
Tennessee, I think. But he's like nationally syndicated. So he's like a breakfast show. That's everywhere.
Yeah. But they're still going. I mean, that's cool.
Charlemagne the God, who you love.
I lied about him.
I think he's great. I think he's great.
He's great. He's a good interviewer. He pushes back on people. He's not afraid. Like, he's fast. He's quick-witted. And he just doesn't let shit... Like, if people are trying to... I appreciate his interviews with some huge music stars that he's just like... If he thinks they're not the best, he tells them. Like, he's real straight. He's a straight shooter. Well, that has perfectly manicured eyebrows. I appreciate it.
He does, really.
I got pushed on YouTube a snippet from his podcast. He does The Brilliant Idiots. And they were talking about the Joe Rogan deal. And I feel like if you are in radio, have any interest in radio, any interest in like, the shit that we sort of harp on about, if the things like the Osher Ginsberg thing interested you or Australian podcast ranker, he talks about podcasting and comparing it to radio and what's currently happening with radio within the US. That was super interesting.
I saw that snippet come up. I've got to listen to it.
I mean, Russell Brand did the same thing, but his is a little bit of rah-rah, so I wouldn't bother watching.
Oh, really? What does he say?
Yeah. Just... A lot of big words, you know.
that is his brand.
Like Russell
Brand.
That's very Russell Brand. Yeah,
it's a lot of like, you know, just, you know, capitalism. Yeah, just a lot of like
capitalism. Yeah, that's a lot of got you.
Nah, you know what I mean. Like, mate, you don't need to go down that route. You know, like a bit of rah rah. It's all
lesson, right?
The thing is, you're left impressed, but also confused, and it's somehow satisfying. It's the intellectual porn. Listening to people like podcast, Sam Harris or Jordan Peterson or Russell Brand that are just, even if you don't like them as people or what they talk about, just how they articulate. Ben Shapiro, like these hyper smart people that are just spitting. It's like, they're like rappers, man. I don't know where they pull these words from or what they even mean, but I feel like it's I get the gist. And I love watching them debate. Yeah, especially when they're like opposing sides. It's like coming up with arguments like they do in the moment. Very, very satisfying to just watch, because you're swinging both ways. Ooh, that makes sense. Yeah, ooh, this one makes sense. I get it.
Seth. There's something interesting about, like, from a like content consumption perspective, there's something interesting about it, connecting with mental health. Like, I think about how much the shit you consume, how much it sort of impacts how you feel, how you think. Don't you think that we don't actually consider enough the type of content that we're listening to and we're watching?
Mate, it's music too. Like, think about just a dark song, how it makes you feel. Like, triggers, you know, a childhood, like, dark rap music, gangster rap, makes me feel like I'm, you know, just a bit sort of down in the dumps as a teenage kid. It's like what I used to feel like. It almost pulls you back to that. And so your point around talking about serious shit and dark stuff, it can change your mood. Yeah. It's I saw someone write, I think it was Joe Rogan. He said, I spent the first 2 hours of my morning watching slap videos where there's like competitive slapping. Oh, and he's like, I do not recommend that. I'm off to run hills because I feel so bad about my life. But it's just like negative, like people slapping each other and the pain and fight videos. I get caught on my Facebook. I follow some like fight channels. Like maybe it's like on from UFC stuff, but there's street fight stuff. And then I feel so bad after watching it. Oh my God, sorry. You've just reminded me. I'm unfollowing it. I followed this meth, like, you know how there's like
the meth
kids
dealer
getting
on
hurt channels. Meth. No, there's a meth channel that's like people on meth. Meth Beach 2.0.
Oh, this
don't
is like
follow
bum
them.
Fights that we used to download on Napster back in the day. That was horrendous.
It is my wrongdoing. I thought, haha, this could be funny. Like people just like off their face. And I got sad from watching it. And I've thought about it the last couple of days. I'm sad. I'm
if
real sad.
If you want that,
so
just go on fucking Smith Street. Bree and I were talking about that it's getting worse and worse. We walked up Smith Street. There were five intoxicated, like five people who were either drug or alcohol affected on like at 10 in the morning. Like it's becoming like once you get past it, once you get past like the street, it's a long street. There's nice like Fitzroy Gardens at one end or Edinburgh Gardens at the other end. It's like the shit of getting there, which is like, I can't be fucked.
I think these pages exist because there is something that people get out of them. And I say that, like, I've watched a heap of those videos. It's like a car accident. You want to look at it as you drive past it. And then you're like, don't feel good about looking. And so not the appeal, but it's like, it's too easy to look. Like I'd be more inclined to not look nowadays when I go past something. What did I see? There was something I was at and I decided not to. I was at a funeral actually and I decided not to go and see the open casket. And I was like, as a younger person, I would have definitely gone in curious. And then I was like, absolutely not. It was too dark. It was someone who'd taken their life. But I was like blown away that people were going in. You know, I guess that's a personal choice and it's, you know, their version of mourning. But it was a, you know, decision that I made and I'm glad I did in that time. And I've become, as I've got older, the one that won't look at the car accident if I see it. I don't know.
I find reading negative stuff super difficult. Like, but even things anything that could just be, I don't know, like I feel like maybe I put more weight onto like written stuff, but I feel like when I'm like reading an email, I catch myself skimming it because I don't want it to like really enter in, because then I'll like have to consider it in this bigger way. But then I was thinking, I'm like, hang on, what am I like? I'm actually not getting the information. Like if someone's sending through edit notes, you're like, I get it. Because it's like, I don't want to, if I slowly read it, it impacts me more. But then it's a fucked up thing that like you should be slow reading things because you're meant to be getting that response potentially.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I think you're spot on because I do the exact same thing where it's like I'm preempting that there's going to be something that is going to rattle me, and I don't want to be rattled. And I and so then I, it's just like slightly closed eyes, like looking over. Yeah. But then I guess there is the version of, and the benefit of, one of the benefits of meditation is trying to not completely stop these reactions, but just the heart, you majorly lower the impact of them and the time it gets you. So you'll be got by it, but it's about how long it will exist within you. It's like the half-life. You know, it's like you will be affected because it is a negative email, but then you're like, it won't impact me for as long because you can sort of pull out of it a bit.
That's why I feel like I did the whole, which doesn't work well. I still haven't found a good tool to read out my emails to me. Remember, I was trying all different tools to try and do that. Yeah. But even I'll get like,
no
subscription on that. But I
just
like
one off.
I'll get Bree to do it sometimes. Even Sev's like, stuff. I'm like, hey, if we get an email that's sent to both of us, I'd be like, hey, and we're on Facebook. I'm like, can you just read that out for me? Which is pretty. If you were an executive, I could see the appeal. Howard Stern has, before a guest comes on, he has his producers read out all of his notes to him. So he doesn't really have the notes there. He'll go, they'll go through all of the details, all of the bits, and then that's how he synthesizes it, which I think that makes sense for me too. That's why, like with the eggplant stuff, I feel like I could go into all the details because I can see, like I heard Gordon Ramsay explaining it and I sort of entered into his story and then I can regurgitate it.
I think for him, that's a performance. We're talking about emails and stuff because what I do know for certain is it's completely based on what my internal state is upon how I'll react to these emails. Because think about when you're in that state where it's like, some reason I'm on my computer at 9 p.m. I've had a glass of wine, I'm fucking fired up, I'll smash through like 30 emails. I don't know how I do it. None of them affect me. Boom.
Well, it's because you're drunk.
Done. And so, there's a definitely, but yeah, exactly. State, there is a change in my state. But so then when it's sober, or there I have found times that there's been no alcohol and I've smashed emails, it's early in the morning, I'm productive. But then the time that they really affect me is totally because of what's going on inside, in my mind. Like your reality is a byproduct of, you know, the quality of your mind. And so if you're in a bad place, your reality's horrible. Like that's just what happens. And so it's, it's a battle because I think we all do experience versions of what we're talking about.
I just had a moment of, I'm like, Georgie boy, can people hear? Oh, yeah, when I switch back, that's interesting. I just realized that I've, there was a couple of buttons that I need to press for Georgie boy that I never pressed at the start, but people could still hear him. So that was good.
Yeah,
good.
We can hear George.
Oh, great.
Oh, that's
good. I wonder if people could hear us when, anyway, it doesn't matter. It's all good.
Yeah.
Do we have any admin serves?
Yeah, we got a review from Charles, maybe the bot, reckon the bot. But anyway, I love this podcast. I've only been listening for a short time now, but instantly feel in love with it. Love how they don't always have a guest and just talk what is normally behind the scenes out on air. Also love how they do the shows live on YouTube and their 24-hour show. Hope there is more to come. Good job, boys. 5 stars.
Is that from the bot?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, great.
Charles... 3004, so definitely bot vibes.
Yeah, it does have that.
Definitely.
He's from the future, born in 3004.
Charles, we were talking about the bot the other day. He's
the bot's his new nickname.
Yeah, the bot is Charles's new nickname. So people who don't know, Charles is from Bathurst, as TJ corrected me, not Bathurst. Bathurst?
Really? Yeah. Is it Bathurst?
For many years, and I got corrected on air in radio in Shepparton.
Really? Why do they call it the Bathurst 3000 then?
They call it Bathurst 3... They don't call it Bathurst 3000. They call it Bathurst 3000. Whatever you call it. Whatever
is it 3000? Is that what it is?
Anyway,
yeah. Whatever it is. Whatever so anyway. Is. It's probably the number Charles uses on his Apple iTunes.
It's Bathurst 1000. That's actually not 3000.
Bathurst. And so anyway, Bathurst, the bot from Bathurst, he was talking to TJ and I on Discord. Bot. And he's built a streaming rig with a backpack and that can plug into our software. And so he was saying, hey guys, next time you're doing a 24-hour stream, let me know because I want to come to Melbourne and do a bunch of stuff. I just love what he's doing. I just love the how much he does stuff from a technical perspective, how much he was in the Discord, setting it all up, making things happen. I think it's so cool.
Yeah, he's amazing. He's great. He's amazing. I had to apologize to him. Why would you? I did a group. I notified a whole group. Which is a no-go. You get, I mean, someone's been removed because they added everybody, which I sent out the video adding to everybody, and Charles said, no worries, next time in the announcements page, please.
And I said, that's fair. He's got a very
you got to respect the bot.
He's got a Josh Jansen vibe, doesn't he, from tight ship. I posted that. Did you see the old cheese in a can video? Did you give that a watch?
So good. This is an old VCA.
Yeah, Victorian College of the Arts. Yeah.
From when you were 15?
Yeah, so I was 15 and older. I did like a teen flicks. Funny, did you see Dave Lee Down Under was in it?
Yeah.
He's the guy with the slate, the clapperboard. Yeah. So now you have to go back.
Yeah.
And so we I've got the old Motorola as well, the flip.
You know? The Razor.
The Razor. Yeah.
Who had the pink one? Any of you guys?
Yeah, I had the pink one. The pink one came after this one. Like, so the pink one was a flex. Just like the rose gold used to be a flex on the iPhone because you could only get that on the new model. It's a video of me being outrageous for 8 minutes.
good acting, JJ.
Oh, thank you. I did actually want someone else. So Jonathan Elfterhide, who made what is he directed? He directed Van Diemen's Land, that Australian film. Anyway, he had been on Blue Heelers, I think, and it was like a big deal. And I was like, Jonathan, will you be the director? Will you be the play the director character, Timothy? And it was too much of a commitment for him because he was training the whole thing. And so I directed and also was the lead in it. But just, you can see, that was where I said advertisement instead of advertisement that Mum picked me up on. There's a few scenes. Iza was in it, who she's, I think she's still in Home and Away. So she's Sandy. A successful.
She's the bitch.
I did use those words. Yes.
what was it?
It was a different time.
A mate really of mine wasn't. Was married to her for a while. You called her Iza. What did I call her? She's got another nickname.
Yeah, I don't know.
Must be an old one. Called her or something, didn't you?
She called me, and she tried FaceTiming me. I was like, surely that's a mistake.
Accident.
And then I texted. I tried to call her back, and then she didn't answer. I said, "Hey, Iza, it's JJ just returning your FaceTime."
I'm
guessing this is a mistake. Wow. She's like, "Yeah, I hope you're doing well."
Anyway, that's same number.
Have you guys done a contacts clean? Like, do you go out and sort of clean your contacts?
There are some dirty numbers in my just old school shit, just old school. Grumpy Dave.
I only got 73.
Yeah, I mean, that's a...
Like, there's not many. I think Grace 73? Cleared out almost 100 contacts the other day,
Really?
A lot of people. Bunch of
too many friends.
A lot of people. snip.
Definitely.
God, there's a lot I should get rid of.
Discord now.
you're just retiring the phone completely?
Yeah.
I've got the Discord
Hot
is
FM. Hot FM. Hot FM in my phone. Weird. Anyway. All right, guys. Right up.
All right, I'm going to go and salt an eggplant, and I won't do the eggplant yet. I'm going to prepare the lamb. I'm doing it pressure cooked, so that'll be fun. But I'll do when should we do the Discord? Should we start it? Should I do the first 5 minutes on Instagram Live so people can go on and then say, hey guys, we're moving to Discord? Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
Nah.
Wait, but when are you, what time you guys. Are you do, like, what time are you doing it? Like, directly well, after this? Like,
no, I need like, to. Can I get back to you?
3 o'clock? Okay.
Yeah sure. Admin off the show. And then yeah, I could do it on o'clock. The platform.
Okay, great. I might do okay. it in the barbecue, right, but ladies. The issue with the barbecue is I've been thinking it. That the gas has been running out, but that was since 3D Dill has been. So I cooked for 3D Dill when I said, I reckon the gas is about to go. And we haven't yet replaced the gas. Surely it's going to go any second. So anyway, a lot of drama. All right.
Why don't you just pick up a new one next time you go to the
We have to replace them. Well, like
I know. That's fine. Just replace it.
So I need to it's just I need to take this one and then go down. It's like more admin than you would
it's
think.
It's literally the Very soda easy. Stream bottles.
I know. Do you see how much pushback it. I had to the soda stream? I didn't want to use it anymore.
But now you've got three of them that you can just
we've got two.
Batch. You sure?
Right. Easy. Sure. Easy solved off the show.
Yeah, great. Perfect.
All right, guys.
Lemon salt is just salt with added lemon rind or whatever it's called. We're trying to look for lemon salt at the shops. It's not a thing. Just so you know.
Right.
Yeah, great. All right. It's a Daily Talk Show. Have a good one and we'll see you tomorrow.
See you guys.